It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Wednesday, brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, born on this date in 1932 in Kingsland, Arkansas, the great Johnny Cash. Man in Black holds the rare distinction of being in the Country Music Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. We lost Johnny September 12th, 2003, at the age of 71. But the Man in Black would have been 93 today. And when it comes to the Johnny Cash origin story, well, if you've seen the movie Walk the Line, you mostly know most of the story, as it was pretty close to being accurate. The Cash family being involved in that movie had a hand in that. If you haven't seen Walk the Line, by the way, you need to. But as with most artists who eventually attain legendary status, Johnny's career began rather modestly. He became interested in music while serving in the Air Force. He taught himself how to play the guitar in the downtime that he had, and then just kind of jammed out with his military buddies. They were singing mainly gospel and really old country standards at first, but then as he grew more confident, he began writing his own material. And discharged from the service in 1954, he made his way to Memphis, where he went to school. He then did odd jobs along the way. He tried to sell appliances, and a couple of those other big appliance movers that were along with him just happened to be pretty good musicians in their own right. And that's when he met his good friends, Luther Perkins and Marshall Grant, who would eventually become Johnny's band, the Tennessee Two. And just like the movie Walk the Line, Johnny wrangled an audition at Sun Records in March of 1955. And Sam Phillips, not very impressed with the boys. They were too raw and unpolished. And in fact, Phillips sent them home to hone their skills. Come back when you got something. So Johnny Cash went to work getting something. When he came up with two songs that seemed to fit the group's style, unlike the movie, it was not initially Walk the Line. It did set up a second meeting at Sun Studios, and this time Sam Phillips liked what he heard and signed Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two. Those two new songs were the A-side, Cry, Cry, Cry.
You're gonna cry, 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 and you cry alone.
That was the A-side, and then the B-side was Hey Porter. And that's what did it. And it actually is the first one that charted for Johnny, picking at number 14. Then Sam sent Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two on the road, usually hooking them on to the Elvis Presley show and some new crazy guy known as Jerry Lee Lewis. Along the way, learned a lot. And also wrote a couple songs. Folsom Prison Blues, that he recorded in late 55, released that. That peaked at number four, but it was the song that set the stage for Johnny becoming the Man in Black. His first number one, it was Walking the Line.
All right. All right. I walked the line.